A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what do your Sundays look like? So for the Jewish people, they had gone to an extreme where it was almost like forced leisure, where it was oppressive and burdensome. They couldn't even act out of love for their neighbor, right? They couldn't do anything. And our Lord came to give the proper sense for what it means to keep holy the Sabbath. We live in a culture where we've gone to the other extreme. I remember even as a young person, as a little kid, by the time I was in junior high, Sunday was the day to get everything done before Monday struck. Right? We go to Mass in the morning and then mow the lawn and start homework. That's when I would do my book reports, any projects, and I'd work all day long on Sunday so I could take Friday evening off and Saturday. That followed me into high school and it just increased and got worse in college, into the seminary. And I'd been in the seminary for 2, maybe 3 years. And it was a Sunday morning. We just had Mass. We're at brunch. And guys were eating quickly so they could rush to their rooms or to the library to start working. And I was sitting at table with the guy that I thought was one of, if not the exemplary seminarian, who I thought would be a fabulous priest. And he's eating calmly. He's joking. He's laughing. He's having a good time. Everyone else seemed to be under stress except him. And I'm getting up to leave, to study myself, get ready for finals. And I say to him, "See you in the library." He says, "Oh, you know, no, I won't be in there." I said, "Oh, you're going to study in a room, have quiet." He said, "Actually, no, I'm not studying today." I mean, it's finals week, right? It just got crazy. And I said, you're not studying." He said, "Well, you know, I've put in the time all week and I'm taking Sunday off, a day of rest." He said, "I'll get up a little early, you know, on tomorrow. Maybe put in an hour or two." He said, "But I really tried to take this day for our Lord." And I knew in my heart in that moment, that's the way it's supposed to be, but that is totally irrational to try to do that. You can't do that in our culture, you know, it doesn't make sense. 3 years go by, and I didn't change a single thing in my own practice with Sunday. And it was starting to gnaw at me because I took no leisure on Sunday. And I said to my spiritual director, I said, "Father, you know, I'm feeling bad. I don't feel like I keep the Sabbath holy." And he said, "Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to take 1 hour for leisure on a Sunday. 1 hour. Where you go for a walk, read a good book of classical literature, call home to your family, spend some time with friends." He said, "Don't jump into the deep end, start small." I started taking 1 hour on a Sunday. I so delighted in it that I thought, I've got to take more time on a Sunday. By the end of the year, every Sunday was completely a day of rest. And I've maintained that ever since because it is so enjoyable and I can do it for God's glory. And I make the time on the other days so that I can leave Sunday truly as a day of leisure. Not in a burdensome way, not as something that I have to do, but something that I long to do and I can do for God. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. But it was made for us, and let's take it for the intention for which God made it. And if you're like I was for many, many years, start small. take 1 hour every Sunday and watch that grow